From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how the State Department is waging a PR battle in Iraq. But first, as you've probably heard by now, in Fallujah, that's in Iraq's Sunni Triangle, yesterday, four American contractors were killed and their bodies dragged through the streets and hung from a bridge. They worked for a company called Blackwater USA. That's a private security company in North Carolina, where NPR's Adam Hochberg joins us now. Adam, first, tell us about this company and what were they doing in Iraq?
Well, it's a young company. It was founded in the late 90s, and it was one of several companies that began at that time to try to capitalize on the trend of military outsourcing, the trend of the Pentagon, hiring private companies to do things that the military used to do itself. Blackwater started out providing training services for the military, weapons training and force protection training. And then in recent years, it moved on to this new responsibility of actually providing security services for the Pentagon in dangerous places. And that's what these people were doing in Fallujah. They were protecting a food convoy there in the city.
And what else do they do for the military?
They do a lot of military training. They have a huge compound in eastern North Carolina, in rural North Carolina, that's actually considered one of the most extensive and best-equipped military training centers in the country. It's more than 5,000 acres. And the company brings in Navy sailors, thousands of Navy sailors. They come by the busload to this facility to learn skills, to learn force protection skills, to undergo weapons training. That's a large contract that this company has, $36 million contract with the Navy. They do a variety of military training for all branches of the armed services.
And who are the people actually doing the training who are working at this company?
The president of the company is a former Navy SEAL, and in fact, a number of the employees who work there also are Navy SEALs. There are people who also worked in other elite services of the armed forces, Army Rangers and what have you. And that's also the profile of a lot of the students. Most of the people who come there, or many of the people who come there for training, are retired members of the military. Also, some of them worked in local law enforcement, local sheriff's deputies or highway patrolmen or what have you. They are willing to accept the great dangers of working, say, as a bodyguard in a place like Iraq, in exchange for, first of all, the satisfaction of serving their country, and secondly, the money that they can make doing that. We understand that the people who are working in Iraq can make as much as $500 a day.
So a lot more than they would if they were actually with the military.
That's true, and certainly a lot more than they would make if they were working in local law enforcement somewhere as a highway patrol officer or a sheriff's deputy.
Now, we've heard a lot about the Pentagon outsourcing jobs like food service preparation, things like that that were non-combat related. But now it seems that they are outsourcing more and more military-related jobs. Is that true?
That's true. The Pentagon has really embraced the idea of outsourcing over the past decade or so for a variety of tasks. The Pentagon believes it saves the government money, even though these people who work for private companies make generous salaries. The companies still can often do the jobs for less than it would take for active duty troops to do the jobs. And the other advantage, according to people in the military, is it frees up the troops to concentrate on fighting a war, to concentrate on combat. So there have been a variety of companies that have gotten involved with this. It is controversial. We've heard the controversy about Halliburton and their military contracts, but Halliburton is just one of many companies that is involved in this.
NPR's Adam Hochberg. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.